Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. Lots of people use diet and activity trackers to log their food intake and their exercise. After all, there is an old saying that you can't manage what you don't measure. But I often see this approach backfiring. I get email after email from people who are using these trackers, and they can't understand why they're not losing weight. They're entering in every morsel of food they eat and logging every activity they do. And according to their trackers, they should be shedding 2 or 3 pounds a week. And yet the scale hasn't budged, or they've actually gained weight. And I think sometimes the problem is the way we've come to think about quote-unquote net calories. So here's how many of these trackers work. You start every day with a certain number of calories to spend, and that number is based on your height, your weight, your age, your sex, your activity level, and your goals, that is, whether you're trying to lose, gain, or maintain your current weight. So that's the number you start out with. And then calories are subtracted from your balance as you log your meals into your diet tracker over the course of the day. So ideally, you don't want to get to zero too early in the day. But if you do, there is a solution. Let's say it's 5 p.m. and I'm down to my last 400 calories. But wait, I can take an evening run, I log that into the app, and now I've got 840 calories to spend on dinner. I mean, how awesome is that? Now, the general principle here is sound. The more you move, the more you can eat. In practice, however, these net calorie calculations are inaccurate and misleading, and I think they are suckering people into eating too many calories. Although diet tracking apps can help you get an accurate picture of your calorie intake, they're much less reliable in determining how many calories you burn. And there are at least three ways that they tend to get this wrong. Mistake number one is that your baseline may be too high. So in order to calculate your baseline calorie requirements, you indicate your activity level, whether it's sedentary, lightly active, moderately active, or very active. Now, this doesn't refer to how much you exercise. We're going to get to that in just a moment. This is just about your daily activity level. And guess what? Most people select an activity level that's one or even two categories higher than their lifestyle actually warrants. I mean, unless you rope cattle 8 hours a day, your lifestyle probably does not qualify as very active. But if you use a wearable fitness tracker like a Fitbit or Apple Watch or even a low-tech pedometer or step counter, you can use that to help you select the proper category for your lifestyle. And here's how this breaks down. If you're taking fewer than 1,000 steps a day, that's considered sedentary. Fewer than 10,000 steps a day, that's about 4 miles a day, is lightly active. 10 to 23,000 steps, or 4 to 10 miles a day, that's considered active. And more than 23,000 steps, or 10 miles a day, is considered highly active. Now, if you walk or run for exercise, you can count those steps and or miles towards your baseline activity level if you want, but then you can't enter them again as exercise because they've already been counted. Mistake number two is that the calories burned from additional activity or exercise are often overestimated in these apps. So most diet tracking apps give you a place to manually log physical activities and exercise, such as you take a spinning class or you do yard work or maybe you go ballroom dancing. Alternatively, there are wearable devices that sense your movement and changes in your heart rate. Either way, though, you may not be burning anywhere near as many calories as your app thinks. As with the readouts on the aerobic equipment at your gym, diet and fitness trackers may be overestimating your calories burned by anywhere from 10 to 25%. For one thing, the more you do a given exercise, the more efficient your body becomes at performing that motion. And as a result, you burn fewer calories. So the first time I run an 8-minute mile, I'm probably going to burn more calories than the 100th time I run an 8-minute mile. Not only that, but when we burn a bunch of calories exercising, our body actually adjusts or compensates by burning fewer calories for the rest of the day. A new study finds that the body of a reasonably fit person may recover up to 28% of the calories that they burn through exercise by burning fewer calories at rest. And ironically, the more fat tissue you have on your body, the greater this effect. So one of the lead researchers of this study, John Speakman, explains it this way. When your smartwatch tells you that you burned 300 calories on your run, it may be correct, it probably isn't. But even if it is correct, you should not be deluded into thinking that you can now eat 300 calories more food. So the third mistake that often happens is that you may end up counting some of those calories twice. So if I spend the next hour sitting at my computer writing this podcast episode, I'll burn about 100 calories. And those non-active calories, they've already been accounted for in my daily calorie allowance. Now, if I spend the next hour on the stationary bike instead, I'd burn maybe 500 calories. That's 400 more calories than I would have burned writing this episode, but if I log my bike ride into my diet tracker, it doesn't add 400 calories to my total allowance, it adds 500. So essentially, it's counting those 100 baseline calories twice. Now, the more activities you enter into your exercise diary, the more this double dipping error compounds, especially if you're logging a lot of low intensity activities like house cleaning or yoga. I recently heard from a Nutrition Diva listener who said she burned 3,000 calories a day. She was only eating 2,500. She couldn't figure out why she was gaining weight. And sure enough, it turned out she was using an app to track her food intake and her exercise. So according to her app, her baseline calorie needs were about 1,800 calories a day. That sounds about right. She then logged activities into her app for almost every hour of her day, making beds, folding laundry, unloading the dishwasher, yoga class, walking the dog, grocery shopping, carpool, weeding the garden, playing the piano, cooking dinner, and so on. So according to her tracker, all those activities were burning an extra 1,200 calories a day, and that gave her a total net calorie allowance of 3,000 calories a day. So she figured she could eat 2,500 calories a day and still be losing weight. But in reality, all of her routine activities probably only burned a couple hundred calories above and beyond her baseline. So instead of eating 500 calories less than she was burning each day, she was actually eating 500 calories more than she was burning each day. So small wonder that she wasn't losing weight. So how can we avoid this net calorie trap? Well, activity trackers are a great way to keep track of how active you are, but they aren't very accurate at estimating your calorie expenditure. So adding calories burned to your daily calorie allowance can result in unintended weight gain. So I would suggest that you don't log your exercise and other activities into your diet tracker or sync your wearable fitness tracker to your diet log. Even better, I'd encourage you to stop thinking of exercise as simply a way to burn calories or earn food and focus on the many other benefits it provides instead. You might also want to check out my previous episodes on the pros and cons of keeping a diet log, how to lose weight without counting calories, how to eat less without feeling hungry, and how to tell if you really are hungry. I've included links to all of those previous episodes in the transcript for today's show, which you'll find at quickanddirtytips.com. If you have a nutrition question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a voicemail on the Nutrition Diva listener line. That's 443-961-6206. The Nutrition Diva Show is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.